We know, of course, that there will be many more expulsions throughout Jewish history. But we also know that Judaism endured, and thus the irony in the city named for the emperor who expelled the Jews from Rome. For precisely after Jerusalem was destroyed, the study of the Torah found a home in the Galilee, and in Tiberias in particular. Welcome to Jerusalem 365, episode 75, Tiberias and Jerusalem. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. In northern Israel sits the city of Tiberias, a city whose name bears an intense irony. It was created after the death of Herod by Herod's son Philip, who had been granted the title of Tetrarch, or governor, of the Galilee. Philip built a city in honor of the successor of Augustus Caesar, the new emperor Tiberius, who came to the throne in the year 14 CE. Writing of Philip, who, like Herod's other reigning sons, had taken on the name of Herod, Josephus tells us, quote, "And now Herod the Tetrarch, who was in great favor with Tiberius, built a city of the same name with him and called it Tiberias. He built it in the best part of Galilee, at the lake of Gennesareth. There are warm baths at a little distance from it, in a village named Emmaus. Strangers came and inhabited this city. A great number of the inhabitants were Galileans also, and many were necessitated by Herod to come thither out of the country belonging to him, and were by force compelled to be its inhabitants." End quote. Josephus further tells us that in building the city, graves or sepulchres had to be removed, something that he clearly recognized was in tension with Jewish ritual and law. In creating the city to honor the emperor, Herod's son could not have foreseen that Tiberia would in the future become one of the most important cities in the history of Judaism. There is, in fact, a profound irony to this, given the relationship of the emperor for which it was named with the Jews, which in turn tells us as much about Rome and Jerusalem as it does about this particular city. In 19 CE, the emperor Tiberius, according to many ancient historical accounts, expelled the Jews from Rome, one of the very early examples of an expulsion of Jews, a phenomenon that ultimately and sadly became a facet of Jewish life. But why would the emperor do this? Here the accounts of historians differ. This is part of what Josephus tells us, giving us a story in which Tiberius was angry at one Jew in particular and took his anger out on the entire Jewish community. Josephus writes, quote, "There was a man who was a Jew, but had been driven away from his own country by an accusation laid against him for transgressing their laws, and by the fear he was under of punishment for the same, but in all respects a wicked man. He then, living at Rome, professed to instruct men in the wisdom of the laws of Moses. He procured also three other men, entirely of the same character with himself, to be his partners. These men persuaded Fulvia, a woman of great dignity, and one that had embraced the Jewish religion, to send purple and gold to the temple at Jerusalem. And when they had gotten them, they employed them for their own uses and spent the money themselves, on which account it was that they at first required it of her. Whereupon Tiberius, who had been informed of the thing by Saturninus, the husband of Fulvia, who desired inquiry might be made about it, ordered all the Jews to be banished out of Rome, at which time the consuls listed 4,000 men out of them and sent them to the island Sardinia, but punished a greater number of them who were unwilling to become soldiers on account of keeping the laws of their forefathers. Thus were these Jews banished out of the city by the wickedness of four men." End quote. According to Josephus, then, it was the misdeeds of one Jew that led to all of Jewish Rome suffering at the hands of Tiberius. But even this account points to something interesting. A Roman noblewoman by the name of Fulvia, who had embraced the Jewish faith, who sought to illustrate her devotion to Jerusalem, to the God who dwelled within it. What does this mean? Was conversion like this rare? According to other historical accounts, it would seem that actually conversion to Judaism was somewhat of a frequent occurrence inside the empire. And in fact, the Roman historian Cassius Dio gives us a very different version of the reason for the expulsion of the Jews from Rome, one which tells us that the interest of Romans in Judaism was beginning to worry the emperor Tiberius. Here is what this historian writes, quote, "As the Jews flocked to Rome in great numbers and were converting many of the natives to their ways, he banished most of them," end quote. This is what the Roman historian says about the emperor. Worried about Romans converting to Judaism, the Jews, in turn, were banished. What does this mean? The point, perhaps, is not necessarily that Jews were actively missionizing in the heart of the empire. Rather, this description points to something else, that in this moment of religious ferment, there was an undercurrent of interest in Judaism, leading to the phenomena of Roman conversions. In other words, the expulsion of the Jews from Rome might tell us more about the lure of Jerusalem throughout the empire than about the Jewish community in Rome itself. Indeed, this allows us a more complex perspective in pondering Jerusalem's place in the empire at this moment. On the one hand, there is no question that many Romans were suspicious of a people and a city that embraced the worship of only one God, a people and a faith that demanded that sacrifice be offered to that God in only one place. But these suspicions went hand in hand, apparently, with an interest among some Romans, and also among some others throughout the empire, in the faith of the Jews. And this interest could be found in lands beyond the empire as well. And we will see next week one of the most interesting examples of conversion to Judaism, where a queen of a pagan population by the name of Helene embraced monotheism and came to Jerusalem in order to live there and bestow her own munificence upon it. We are discussing a period in the story of Jewish Jerusalem where the city is only several decades from being destroyed, but at the same time, at this moment, Jerusalem seems to have had an enormous attraction to at least some Gentiles in the empire. How many? Of this we cannot be sure, but for the great classics and Josephus scholar Louis Feldman, the number was large indeed. In a well-known article, Feldman carefully examined the number of Jews extant in the world at the time of the First Temple's destruction, and then compared that number with the population described in Josephus's account of Jerusalem during the celebration of the festivals during the end of the Second Temple period, finding a population explosion that for Feldman was only explainable if there had been, in the time in between, a large amount of conversions. Feldman informs us that, quote, "Josephus is a major source for population statistics. Because he is so critical of the inaccuracies of his many rivals, he had to be particularly careful in presenting his own data. Moreover, he presented his work to Vespasian, Titus, and Agrippa II, among others, to confirm his accuracy. The fact that he criticizes no fewer than 8 Greeks leaves him open to reduction to absurdity if he himself turned out to be unreliable," end quote. Relying on these numbers, Feldman further tells us as follows, quote, "This does not mean that Judaism was a missionary religion. It certainly lacked a central administration and a central bureaucracy capable of carrying on such a mission. What it does mean is that there is evidence, direct and indirect, that there were many converts to Judaism. To say that Judaism must have been a missionary religion because Christianity, which is primarily derived from Judaism, is a missionary religion, is an unproven hypothesis. Just as Christianity differed from its mother religion in its abrogation of the law, so might it have differed from Judaism in its attitude toward missionizing," end quote. Feldman sees the case of Tiberius's expulsion of the Jews, like other episodes of expulsion, as further evidence of the lure of the faith of Jerusalem, or as he puts it, quote, "Moreover, expulsions of the Jews from Rome on at least 2 occasions because of proselyting activities may indicate that some Jews were indeed eager to accept converts. The generally very positive attitude of the rabbis toward proselytes would accord with this view. We may conjecture that people were attracted to Judaism for various reasons," end quote. Thus, with hindsight, a strange moment may be marked in the year 19 CE as we consider the expulsion of the Jews from Rome. We tend to look at that period as one of the last moments before Jerusalem's fall, which of course it is. But it also was a moment, building on perhaps others previously, when Jerusalem had enormous allure to people living in the ancient world. The expulsion of the Jews from Rome by Tiberius can be seen as a sign of persecutions of the Jews yet to come, but it can also be understood as a sign of the vitality of Judaism at that very moment. We know, of course, that there will be many more expulsions throughout Jewish history, but we also know that Judaism endured, and thus the irony in the city named for the emperor who expelled the Jews from Rome. For precisely after Jerusalem was destroyed, the study of the Torah found a home in the Galilee, and in Tiberia, Tiberias in particular. It was a seminal site in the story of the Mishnah, the composition that embodied the first codification of the oral law. The city became a site for the sitting of the Sanhedrin, and a central place for the discussions of the early Talmudists of the land of Israel. Halakhic discussions in the Talmud bring up the city often, making it obvious that Tiberias was a city of thriving Judaism. And thus, one realizes that the emperor Tiberius may have expelled the Jews from Rome because he was worried about the lure of Judaism. But the emperor Tiberius ultimately could not eradicate Judaism from the city of Tiberias. He may have been worried about the lure of Jerusalem while he ruled Rome, and Rome would one day, after Tiberius' reign, destroy Jerusalem. But the city of Jerusalem would be remembered and recalled by those studying Torah and practicing Judaism in the city named Tiberias. And indeed, the city named Tiberias would play an essential role in preserving the memory of Jerusalem so that Jews could ultimately return and practice Judaism in Jerusalem, as they do today, as of course they practice Judaism in Tiberias today, praying south toward Jerusalem, revealing Jerusalem to be a city whose faith could never be destroyed. This is Meir Soloveitchik. Looking forward to learning together next week. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Signing off.